First Samuel,
by how we respond when things don't go our way, right? How do we respond when we pray for something and, right, something difficult happens at work or something's happening in our life, and then we're asking God to help us and all these sort of things, and something, you know, it doesn't happen, right? Things still go badly. I think the way we react to the God not answering that moment kind of tells us what we think of God. And what I mean by that is this, is if we're often, we find ourselves disappointed with God, or we often find ourselves in this thinking where, you know, I read the Bible, or you know, we look at the scripture simply as this way of bringing blessing to us, then I think we've kind of missed the mark of what it was, or what it is that God is looking for with us as his people. Yes, he's going to bless us. Yes, he wants to provide for us. Yes, he wants to do the best for us. But ultimately, he's after relationship with us, right? Not just this blessing. And to be honest, because our hope is not in the blessing anyway, right? The hope, our hope is only in God, right? It's not in the things that he gives us. It's only in the presence of God, right? And now we see not only Israel makes this mistake, the Philistines also do in chapter 5 as well. You know, we won't go there, but you can read it later. They bring the Ark of the Covenant into their camp, and they think, now that we have the Ark of the Covenant, we're going to win, right? We're going to be powerful. But what happens to them? God smites them, right? He gives them tumors. Remember the god Dagon, right? Falls over and it breaks. See, the Philistines, to them, right, they believed in many gods, and so receiving the ark, Yahweh was one of many to them. It wasn't a thing where they were saying, wow, this is God of Yahweh, we can have relationship and whatnot. It was simply a good luck charm, and it failed them. And so we too, as Christians, have to remember God is not this thing that bends to our wills and say the more, you know, we have him, what happens when we have him is everything goes well. That's not it at all. In fact, he is somebody that calls to us for relationship, and oftentimes, to that point where just because we have God, things will go well, that's also not true. Now, I want to be careful. I'm not saying that God doesn't want good for us, but from this, I believe that why would God allow this to happen to them is he allows the difficulty of Israel, right? Not only the war, but also their loss, to remind them, come back to me, right? Come back to me. He allows for them to go through difficulty so that they would turn back to the voice of God. Not just go to the ark, not just go back to their habits, not just to rely on the things they always have, but to realize God is with us and we need to humble ourselves and to go back to him. Right? That was their issue in this way. They looked at their difficulty and simply want to do what they wanted, whereas God was saying, there's difficulty, but come back to me. Now, I think this is a good point for us to land on for a moment, is, you know, because to be honest, as Christians, this happens to us all the time too, right? If not normal amounts of difficulty, I would say there's probably more difficulty, right? Because there's so much more we have to think about in terms of our witness, right? There's so much things that we cannot do that many other people do in the workplace, right? We don't, you know, go to the same clubs. We don't want to do those same things. And we face as much adversity, if not more. And our response to that should be always returning to the presence of God, right? The first thing we should always do is always go back to him, because God is inviting us back. Right now, is God doing these things because he's mean? No, but I believe in what Lewis often says, right? God, he whispers in our joy, speaks in our conscience, and shouts in our pains. It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And so I believe that oftentimes God allows these things to happen as a way of building us up, not so that we can be built up in ourselves, but so that we can be built up in him. Right, the idea that the difficulty is here as an opportunity for us to go to him and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, come. Lord, show me what you want. Lord, teach me how it is that I can go through this time. Right? And ultimately, the reason why he does that goes back to this point, is God wants to be relational with us. He wants to be more than just this thing that gives to us, or this almighty and, right? He wants to be a God that's in our lives all the time. He wants to provide everything that we need, but in relationship, right? In relationship. And that's the part I think is often most easy to forget, right? Because sometimes, and, you know, when things don't go our way, I think it's really easy for us to think that God is far away. Sometimes when things don't necessarily happen the way that we pray, you know, and this is something I've done before and I used to do as well, and you know the whole idea of God's ways is higher than our ways? And so sometimes what happens is we kind of take a look at God and we feel like he's so far away. You know, I can't understand him anyway, right? He'll do whatever he wants to do. And so I feel like I'm just disappointed and there's nothing I can do anyway. But that's not true, right? The idea is that God's ways are higher, but he's asking for us to come to him so that he can tell us his ways and so he can be with us. And so let's let the Holy Spirit speak to us today in this regard. Right? What is God to us? Right? Who is he to us? And do we really have a relationship with him? Is he somebody that we go to just because we have need? And that's not a bad thing. But is he simply a vending machine? And, you know, that's what my small group leaders in high school used to say, right? God is not a vending machine, right? He's not just somebody you put in a prayer, press a button, and something comes out, right? Put in a prayer, right? Press the button, job, and right? Something comes out. Put in a prayer, right? Press a button, here comes a, I don't know, boyfriend or girlfriend, or whatever it is that we ask for, right? Or need or whatever, right? He needs more than a prayer of a coin, right? A coin and a prayer. Right? He needs, well, not that he needs it, but for us, it's a benefit for us to go and be with him. And so let's close our eyes. Let me ask worship team to come up. Or Cardia to come up. Who is God to us? And how is he a help to you? One of the things that I was really reflecting on when I was praying about this was, you know, if this was something I do, and, you know, even for me, I realize as pastors, we sometimes do this. Not necessarily in the way that we, you know, act or the way we try to do things on ourselves, but sometimes we can treat God as a vending machine by treating his scriptures as simply, you know, God, tell me what to do and what to preach and all these sort of things. But when really God is asking for us to be in relation with him. And so, where are you with the Lord today? What is he to you? And so as Cardia leads us, let's really kind of go back into the primary role of what God is, which is Father, which is someone who loves us, which is someone who calls us to him because he's good to us. So let's worship him.
Knowing you and the glory of your name, to know.
Thank God for just His presence. I think it's a wonderful thing that despite all that He gives to us, the most amazing thing He gives is the peace in His presence. And that only comes from a relational kind of standpoint. And so let's continue just to pray. Let's really walk into His presence and really ask Him just to come and to remind us that He is all that we need and that we can go to Him and speak with Him, and that He'll speak with us. Let's turn to our community focus. Let's pray for those in need of healing of cancer and cancer-related issues. Let's pray for covering over them, providence, and just God's comfort. Let's lift them up. Pray for those in our community in need of healing and salvation. Let's pray for covering over them as well. Let's pray for God to heal their bodies. Let's pray that the Lord will reveal Jesus, His Son, in them. So let's pray. Pray for those in our community in need of healing from non-cancer related illnesses. Let's pray for healing, and also pray for just a touch of God, and that His hand will be on them. He'll know that He's with them. Let's turn to our those that need jobs. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for their families. Let's pray that God will continue to provide all that they need in this in the meantime. Let's also pray that God will prepare their hearts and just to let them know with assurance wherever it is that He wants them next. And so let's cover them. Let's turn to our mission focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hunsu and Chloe and Enoch. Let's pray for covering over the family and over the church. Let's pray that those that don't need to see or hear will not know about them. Let's pray that God continues to just bring more and more people to them that need Jesus. Let's pray for our partners and Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, Edie Clark, and all the churches. And let's pray that God will just do a mighty work through them. Lift up the board. Let's pray for P-Sam and Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie, and Monica. Let's pray for the families. Let's pray for covering over them. Let's pray for wisdom as well as they lead our church in decisions and direction. And so let's lift them up. Let's pray for our fellowship ministries as well. Let's pray for men's ministry, women's ministry, young adults, and SP rings. Let's pray for God's spirit to really come into each and every single one of those ministries. And that as they meet together and as they go through their classes and whatnot, that there'll be healing that takes place and just a touch of God into whatever it is that they're going through. And so let's pray for them. Lastly, let's pray for SPLI, the art and science of reading the Bible. Let's really pray for, I believe this is Jackie and Matthew Pine. So let's lift them up. Let's pray for covering over their class. And let's just pray that for continually that they'll be able to learn more and more about how to read the Bible. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and help us today, God, just to remember you, Father, in all that we do, Lord. Help us, God, to be relational with you, Father, and not just as someone who comes and helps us, Lord, when we're in need, Lord, but someone we adore, someone we speak with and someone that speaks with us. And so, Father, I thank you for my friends that are here, God. I pray for covering over them. I pray for a blessing of their hands, that let all the things that they do, God, let it be fruitful, God. And so, God, I pray against backlash. I pray for their families and relationships, God. Be with them today, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great time of prayer. We'll see you tomorrow.